Racing with Brad Davidson. Morning, Davo.
Yeah, morning, Jared.
And what are your thoughts on My Runners, the ability to purchase a stake in an Everest runner for less than $1,000?
Yeah, not a bad idea, is it, Jared? Obviously, they've been trailblazers in the section there with getting small owners into race horses, and now they've come up with this idea to buy that GPI racing slot for the Everest this year. And yeah, I mean, people, punters and just everyday people will have the chance to become involved in that slot this year with punters able to buy a stake in the Everest there for $880. So I guess it was just a matter of time, wasn't it, until we had something like this happen. There'd been sort of discussions about it in the past about getting the public involved, and no doubt it's going to be well received, I'm sure, and be fascinating to see how many people and how quickly those 1,000 micro units are snapped up from Tuesday.
What's the latest update with Jenny Duggan, mate?
Yeah, Loz, look, she's very fortunate. I know she does have quite a few injuries, but anyone who saw the fall there at Scone last Friday, she was very nasty. Robert Thompson and Jenny Duggan both involved with Steamboat Sally and Tom Bolo. And fortunately, Robert Thompson, who turned, I think it was 62, I can't quite recall during the week, was uninjured, luckily. But Jenny Duggan was sort of airlifted to hospital and had a fracture at the base of her skull, a small bleed on the brain, and a fracture to her left scapula, and a fracture to her wrist as well. But there was a photo of Jenny posted on Facebook over the weekend, giving the thumbs up from the hospital bed. And there was a report yesterday on the Racing New South Wales website that she might well have been released or discharged from John Hunter Hospital yesterday. So I'm very fortunate there. She'll have to wear a neck brace for at least 6 weeks and have a scapula there in a sling as well. But it could have been a lot, lot worse. And Jenny made that point on Facebook saying that, she feels extremely fortunate for anyone who saw it. It was very nasty. And, it's going to be quite the recovery for Jenny. But as we see, it could have been a lot worse. And Steamboat Sally, one of the horses involved there, will be able to go to stud and we'll be able to make a recovery, which was great.
You made a note of two-year-old The Bopper after its impressive win in the English Challenge at Scone last Friday. Will it be headed towards Queensland?
Yeah, I feel a bit bad because I was talking it up for the JJ Atkins yesterday. I spoke to Chris Lees last Friday, and that's what they were sort of looking towards at the time. But I did notice a couple of hours after our chat yesterday that it was out of the tab market there for the JJ. And I gave Chris Lees a call and just said he was just having a bit of a second thought about it, and whether with a quick turnaround now to the JJ Atkins, he'd obviously have to run again before that to try to get prize money up, and he just wasn't super keen to back it up. So he said, look, he'd make a decision in the next 24 hours. He wasn't locking it in entirely, but he was sort of suggesting that the Bop are likely to head for a spell instead of going to Queensland. So that's the latest with the Bopper there.
We've got the news coming up, mate, but is there any more news happening up there in Queensland, and do you like anything today at Kembla?
Yeah, look, I suppose the other little snippet I wanted to mention is Blake Spriggs starting that 2 weeks self-isolation in the bid to ride Grand Piano in the Straight Broke. Of course, back in 2016, he rode his first Group 1 winner, Sir John Hawkwood, for Waratah Thoroughbreds, and this horse is in the same by Waratah Thoroughbreds as well, owned by them. So he's entered that self-isolation in the bid to ride that horse in the Straight Broke in a couple of weeks. So good luck to Blake. Hopefully the horse gets a start in the big race there. And the one at me for Kembla today, race 4, number 2, Bluff and Bluster. I think it's a two-horse race between Bluff and Bluster and Explosive Troops. You can probably save on the other one, but he's busting to win a race, this Bluff and Bluster, and draws a good gate today. Should have won last start if he drew a gate at Canterbury, and I thought he'd be able to make amends today at Kembla, race 4, number 2.
Good on you, Davo.
Thanks, guys.